AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It's underway on Capitol Hill.
We welcome everyone to today's hearing on oversight of the Office of Special Counsel Jack Smith.
Smith led two criminal investigations that shadowed Donald Trump during his 2024 presidential campaign.
I am not a politician, and I have no partisan loyalties. My career has been dedicated to serving our country by upholding the rule of law.
Republicans will be looking to undermine the former Justice Department official, and Democrats hope this will produce new and damaging testimony about President Trump's conduct.
Rather than accept his defeat in the 2020 election, President Trump engaged in a criminal scheme to overturn the results and prevent the lawful transfer of power.
The hearing is unfolding against the backdrop of an ongoing Trump administration retribution campaign targeting the investigators who scrutinized him. At the Davos Forum in Switzerland, President Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The meeting was good. Look, we have a ways to go. They're meeting with President Putin today, as you know. The meeting was good with President Zelensky. We'll see how it turns out.
Zelensky called his meeting with Trump productive and substantive. Vice President J.D. Vance says he'll visit today with ICE officials in Minnesota.
My simple piece of advice to them is going to be, look, if you want to turn down the chaos in Minneapolis, stop fighting immigration enforcement and accept that we have to have a border in this country. It's not that hard.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says a woman who led an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a service at a Minnesota church has been arrested. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge ticked up in November. The government says the economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years from July through September, a slight upgrade from the first estimate. Ryan Coogler's vampire epic Sinners led all films with 16 nominations to the 98th Academy Awards, setting a record for the most in Oscar history. This is AP News. The deportation to Ecuador of a suspect in a big jewelry heist has federal prosecutors upset with immigration officials.
Jason Nelon Precia Flores was one of seven people charged last year with taking part in what's believed to be the largest jewelry heist in U.S. history. They allegedly stopped an armored truck near Los Angeles and stole millions worth of diamonds, emeralds, gold, rubies, and designer watches in 2022. Flores, a lawful U.S. permanent resident, would have faced up to 15 years in federal prison had he been convicted. But U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement deported Flores in late December after he requested voluntary departure. Now Flores' lawyer wants the charges to be permanently dropped. Federal prosecutors want the case to be dropped without prejudice, meaning they could still charge him in the future. I'm Donna Warder.
Paramount is again extending the offer window in its hostile takeover bid for Warner Brothers Discovery. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.